Recruits wanted for active service abroad in the Australian Imperial Force. Ages for enrolment, over 18 and under 45 years. Minors must have written consent of parents or guardians. Apply Victoria Barracks, Melbourne, or to the Mayor or President of the Shire in Country Districts. J.C. Hawker, Colonel, Assistant Adjutant Colonel, 3rd Military District.
At the declaration of World War I on the 5th of August 1914, many young men flocked to Victoria Barracks to enlist and join the first contingent of 20,000 troops to Europe. University students, city clerks, bushmen, farmers all joined up in a spirit of patriotism and adventure. Victoria Barracks was built in the late 1850s and early 1860s as a base for the British Imperial forces to defend the colonies. Following Federation in 1901, Victoria Barracks became the Commonwealth Government's defence headquarters. And during World War I, Victoria Barracks played a major role as the headquarters of the Department of Defence, including the Australian Army and Royal Australian Navy. All major defence decisions came from here. The Federal Minister for Defence has his office here, as did the Secretary of the Department of Defence. In fact, Victoria Barracks remained the headquarters of the Department of Defence until it moved to Canberra in the late 1950s.
Hold. My left, quick!
Tents were provided for the first recruits in a courtyard of Victoria Barracks. As more enlisted, they were sent to the MCG, Flemington Racecourse or Caulfield Racecourse, to sleep in the stands. And within 2 weeks of the declaration of war, you would have seen a crowd of 2,500 men leave Victoria Barracks and march to the new military training camp at Broadmeadows.
We left Victoria Barracks at 9:30 a.m, reaching Broadmeadows at 5 p.m. after a picnic lunch at Princes Park. Little did we realise that what we had enlisted for was anything but a picnic. The most brutal and deadly war the world has ever faced.
Limited space at Victoria Barracks led to new buildings being constructed and old ones modified. One was the guardhouse, which was built in 1862 and refurbished to become Australia's first defence chemical laboratory. Its role was to provide technical and research information to the munitions factories in order to attain self-sufficiency in munitions production. Some other buildings have far more tragic and personal roles. They became storage rooms for deceased soldiers' personal effects and wills, eventually to be distributed to their families. About 112,400 young Victorians enlisted in the Australian Imperial Force over World War I. Of this, some 19,000 were killed in action or died later of their wounds. And many thousands more were wounded, gassed, or became prisoners of war.
Military etiquette, by Jove, 'tis a red tape, not well wove. From the private to the colonel, orders wait a time. Good morning to your superiors, cold stare at your inferiors. That's correct, stand erect, military etiquette. Respect the OCs to be paid when drilling on parade. Stand erect and salute, don't look down at your boots. Honour your superiors, bully your inferiors. That's correct, stand erect, military etiquette. Mind your pros and cons with a "may I carry on, sir?" or you'll get a reprimand. OCs always take command. Sir, to all your superiors, swear at your inferiors. That's correct. Stand erect. Military etiquette.
The next stop is Yarra Bank, otherwise known as Speaker's Corner, in Birrarung Mar Park, via Flinders Street Station.